so far shown you how not to manage a clock in the fourth quarter. From SB Nation Hogs Haven, Mike Harar joins us to discuss this game tonight. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great, doing great. Really appreciate the music coming in. Rhythm of the Dance. I'm
oh,
a fan.
It's a great tune, man. I love it.
If you give me a choice, I would have picked that anyway.
Awesome. The New York Giants realistically should be 2-0. Like, their clock management and their decisions in the final quarter, even in the final 8 minutes of the fourth quarter, have been laughable thus far this year.
Oh, it's just been terrible. And to the delight of many Redskin fans, you know, it's funny. The Giants are a team that have done this before. They got it off the cold start. The whole area, the whole city of New York starts talking about, oh, is it time for Tom Coughlin to finally go? And then he seems to get his he seems to get backed up into a corner, and that's when he turns around and does well. So you can never, ever, ever count this Giants team out. I mean, sure, they've gone off to a poor start, but you just they're still dangerous. They're still dangerous. They still have Eli Manning. They still have Odell Beckham. So, you know, if you're a Giants fan, you can't feel too terrible right now, especially getting ready to come into a Thursday night matchup against the Redskins, who do terrible on Thursday night.
Well, and it's interesting. The Redskins right now, they're number one through 2 weeks in total defense. They're only allowing 234.5 yards per game. They're only allowing 70 yards rushing and about 164 passing, which is second in passing and fourth in rushing. So their defense has been very good. You know, I don't know if they've gone up against great offenses, or is their defense that good?
No, I mean, I think the defense right now is really controlling the line of scrimmage. And, I mean, granted, you're talking about the Rams, you're talking about the Dolphins, their week one and week two opponents. But you have to, if you've been watching this team for a long time like I have, the biggest problem they've had is just allowing the quarterback all kinds of time in the backfield to make decisions. And that has really been different this year. Now, they're not necessarily getting the sack, but what they are getting is the quarterback hurry. And that's made all the difference in the world. And, you know, the Redskins spent a lot of money in the offseason trying to shore that area of the team up, you know, bringing in like a Terrence Knighton, Ricky Jean-Francois, Steven Paya. And it's really paid off so far. The defense has looked much stronger, and they really have been dominant on the field.
One of the things that jumps out to me going into this game, if the Giants are going to have a shot, they've got to stop the run. And they've been very good against the run so far. The flip side is the Redskins can run the ball like crazy. What's going to give?
Well, it's so hard to say because, again, it's early on in the season. But I will say the Redskins' offensive line has surpassed any and all expectations this year. They've totally revamped the right side of it. You have a guy in Morgan Moses, a second-year guy out of UVA. No one would have predicted he'd be starting and playing well at right tackle right now. And then the number five pick in the draft, Brandon Scherff, coming in. And, you know, there was some disappointment, actually, initially here in Washington that he wasn't going to be the starter at right tackle, and they moved him into right guard. Well, so far, the right side of the line has just been terrific. And they haven't gone up against slouches in the defensive line. I mean, both the Dolphins and the Rams are considered to have terrific defensive lines in this league. And they've really just owned both of them. So, you know, the Giants coming in, they have to be terrified of this look that the Redskins have been giving teams the last 2 weeks. No one expected this, and they're doing it. They're just owning the line of scrimmage. And when you look at a guy like Alfred Morris and Matt Jones, I mean, the biggest feature about those two backs is they don't go down easy. They usually have to get, you know, multiple tackles before they'll go down. And then, of course, with the infusion of Jones being the speedster load who can come in and make guys miss and run them over, and then run for 30, 40 yards for a quick touchdown, it's dangerous. And if you're the Giants, you've got to be concerned about this.
Mike Harar joins us breaking down tonight's game, Giants and the Redskins. You mentioned the Redskins' duo at the running back position. They're currently leading the league in rushing yards per game with 171. However, the Giants have the third best rushing defense, allowing only 68 yards per game. So do you see an advantage as far as run attack or run defense in this?
Well, this is really, I think, what the game is going to come down to, because the way the Redskins have won their games is they've controlled the line of scrimmage. If they can do that tonight, they have a terrific chance of winning, because they're going to run first. They're going to try to cram the ball down the Giants' face. And if they can do that, then you're not forcing a Kirk Cousins to have to throw the ball too much. I mean, the Redskins know all too well It was a Thursday night game last year where Kirk Cousins threw four interceptions and the Giants just dominated. So the Redskins are really being careful as far as not putting too much on Cousins right now. And so if they can continue to dominate that line, if that's the formula that continues to roll tonight, yeah, I don't see the Giants as a team that can stop this rushing attack. I really do not. Again, it's early, but of the two games I've seen so far, just blowing people off the ball. And if that continues, the Redskins have to feel really good.
It's interesting. It is early, and you can't win anything in September, but you can dig yourself enough of a hole that the rest of the season's uphill all the way. The Giants go 0-3. They're in a world of hurt. It's not over, but they got to come out of this 1-2, I think.
Oh, there's no doubt that the onus is on them tonight. They are under the most pressure. You do not want to start a season 0-3. I mean, again, if any team can kind of bounce back from that, it might be a Tom Coughlin-led Giants team, but still, you do not want to put yourself in that position. And then especially with the third, you know, being down 0-2 in the NFC East, mm-hmm. From the Giants' perspective, they cannot allow that. So, you know, the Redskins come into this game probably with a little less pressure on them. It is an away game. So, you know, with that being the case, if the Redskins can still come in and collect a win, it does mean bad things for Giants fans. But again, the Redskins and Giants, whenever they seem to match up, the Giants seem to have their number. And that's just been historically true. So, you know, and then with you combine it with the Redskins' dreadful record on primetime, nighttime games, just dreadful as well the last 12 years. So the Giants, I'm sure, are looking at this going, man, if there was anybody we could face to right the ship, it's the Redskins. But this is where the Redskins can really show the rest of the league that, you know, they're for real this year.
Mike Harrar joins us, Redskins Giants tonight on TSN 1260 Thursday night football. Mike, quickly, that division now. You know, the Cowboys are 2-0, but they don't have Romo. They don't have Dez Bryant. The Philadelphia Eagles are in disarray. The Giants have given away two games. The Redskins are there. Like, at the start of the year, not many people gave Washington a chance to win that division. Now, because of the injuries, this division is more wide open than ever.
Oh, it's the beauty of the NFL. I mean, coming into this season, I had the Redskins maybe at 4 or 5 wins. I did think that the Giants would be towards the bottom of the pack as well in the NFC East. But, again, it just shows why this league is terrific, because within 2 weeks, it's totally been turned on its head. You know, with the Cowboys being 2-0, I've been joking around with Cowboy fans this whole week. I mean, has that ever felt worse? Because they're down their quarterback, their wide receiver. They've lost DeMarco Murray from last year. You know, you have Jason Witten, who's battling knee and ankle injuries. He may not play this week. So there's no doubt that this division is up for grabs. And if the Redskins come away with a win tonight, they are in prime position to try to do something about this. Again, it's a long season. You don't want to kind of count your chickens before they're hatched. But you got to like, if you're the Redskins, how this is shaping up, especially if you can get the big win tonight.
Well, Mike, should be a good one. What's your prediction?
I do predict that the Redskins are going to win this game 21-10. I'm going to call it the Matt Jones Nationwide Coming Out Party, because I think the rest of the league is going to get to see what this guy can do. He's been incredibly impressive for the first two games. And if he can stay healthy, this guy is going to be a beast in this league for a long time. So I see the Redskins winning it, and I see them dominating on the ground game again.
Mike, we appreciate the rundown. Enjoy the game.
Great to be on with you guys, and anytime.
You betcha.